Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Clap your hands. Let your hands.
Truth endures to all generations. Oh, we bless him today. I tell you, I want to let you know, too, y'all, and I'm going to get my electronic helper to help me out with this. Hey, Siri, pray the Lord is my light. The Lord is our light and our salvation. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, just worship him just a little bit here.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Oh, bless his name. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, bless his holy name. Hallelujah. Oh, bless his holy name. The Lord is my, hallelujah, my salvation. Oh, the Lord is and my salvation. Hallelujah. Oh, bless his holy name. Hallelujah. Shakara Robo Shakariete faithful. Shall I be?
Hallelujah. The Sunday International Victory Service of the Potter's House.
Christian prayer and worship center. Hallelujah. Where the broken are made whole by God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. If God can't fix it, ain't nobody can fix it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, we thank God for you today. Those in the sanctuary and those in radio land, God bless you real good. Hallelujah. We thank you for what you've been doing, because a lot of you have been doing what we asked you to do. And that's to tell at least one person a day that God loves them and you love them too.
Yes.
Hallelujah. We thank God for that. Hallelujah. Now, I don't mind, and I know God doesn't mind, if you tell more than one person.
Yes.
Hallelujah. But I just ask you just to tell one person.
Yes.
What will that do? That will be a blessing to that one person.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Yes. God. Yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes.
At this time, our pastor,
please,
if you would give us the housekeeping suggestions for the pastor.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We thank God for another Sunday morning meeting, Sunday afternoon.
Hallelujah.
Period.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
The house of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
We have the Bible.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Your composition notebook.
Hallelujah.
Your notebook that you want to take down notes. You want to take down the scriptures.
Hallelujah.
You never know how many the pastor is going to give to you.
God.
Hallelujah. You may want to get some ink pens and highlighters. Hallelujah. Maybe
Hallelujah.
Write that book to write down just in case God drops some nuggets in your spirit.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
And you don't want to forget them,
yes.
So you'll be ready.
Hallelujah.
Take out your communion element. Whatever you want to use for communion elements. Your bread, your water, your crackers, your juice, whatever.
Hallelujah.
So we can break bread together.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
While you're getting those things together, think about the people that you can stand in proxy for.
Yes.
You may know somebody
Hallelujah.
That needs healing,
yes.
that needs salvation,
Hallelujah.
That the enemy is just beating up and whooping on, and you want to stand proxy for those
yes.
people.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. And do not forget to redo your July calendar.
Hallelujah.
7 o'clock in the morning, praise and worship. Tuesday evening,
Hallelujah.
The Institute of Biblical Learning.
Yes.
Hallelujah. The certificate course is going on. Hallelujah. 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 Don't forget your homework.
Hallelujah.
Don't forget the second Friday of every month we have men's and women's fellowship.
Hallelujah,
Jesus. And so much word is given out showing this
world.
Hallelujah. And the fourth Sunday of the month, we have guests coming in and also another congregation coming in to bless the Lord with us.
Hallelujah.
Our guest will be Pastor Theodis Lee of Essex, Maryland. And his congregation will be joining us.
Hallelujah.
Come out and just enjoy the Lord.
Yeah.
Yes.
The word of
yes.
God.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Afterwards, there will be a dinner served. It's free of charge.
Hallelujah.
Sit around and fellowship with the people of God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And if you'd like to visit the ministry's website, it's rymmi.org. Hallelujah. Go there and visit. And see what the ministry's vision is.
Hallelujah.
Thank you. You can read all about the ministry.
Hallelujah.
And then we have a GoFundMe page.
Hallelujah.
Because we are believing God for big things.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
We want to be able to minister to the people of God,
Hallelujah.
Not just all over the world, but right here, locally, Baltimore City. Hallelujah. There's a whole lot that we are believing God for.
Hallelujah.
And you can go there and donate as little or as much as $2.5 million. That's what we believe in God.
Hallelujah.
We're not going to tie our hands.
Hallelujah.
God is able to do it.
Hallelujah.
Abundantly above. Oh,
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. He can bless you with $2.5 million.
Yes.
And after someone gets me, picking me up off the floor, yes. I'll praise him. And I'll thank him. Hospital in Uganda, and we are also believing God for braille writers. for Dr. Russell. She'll be leaving, I believe, in a couple weeks for Uganda, and we are believing God that she'll be able to go and take the things that she needs from the U.S. over there to the blind children. And the name of the school is?
Spiral Road.
The Spiral Road.
Primary School.
Primary School. They're in need of Braille writers over there.
Hallelujah.
And we believe in God for Braille writers. So if y'all have them, guys, give us a call, and we'll come and pick them up. Or somehow get them to us. Hallelujah. We believe in God for great things, not just for us, but for the Spiral Road School in Africa also. Bessie Pastor.
Praise God. Hallelujah. God bless you. Thank you, Pastor Peter. And I want to give y'all two advance announcements.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The month of July has five Sundays.
Yeah.
And you know what that means, Hallelujah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, the fifth Sunday
is family
celebration day. We're going to have a live service. But we want you to take that time and dedicate it to giving your family quality time. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Do something special with your family. Hallelujah.
Yes. Yes.
Now, I'm not talking about get a babysitter and go somewhere with your wife. That's date night. That's another day. We're talking about glory time, God. We're talking about the entire family. Talk about you, your wife, and your 17 children, or however many you have. And y'all do something special together. Whether at home, go fishing, go to the beach, go to Disney World, I don't care where you go, but do something together that's wholesome, holy, and safe. Hallelujah. Is that all right, y'all? Hallelujah. But don't come here, y'all. Because we may be in Florida, hallelujah, at Disney World, or might even be at Disneyland, hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's the fifth Sunday. And for those who have been following us every fifth Sunday, I think you have four of those a year.
Amen.
We don't do live service. Because once a year they have Mother's Day, and once a year they have Father's Day, and they used to have once a year to have children's day.
Yes.
But we have family day at least four times
a year.
Now, you don't have to be limited to do that. You know, this is just an outline. Is that all right?
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Well, bless God.
Yes.
And also the first Sunday in August is our first Friends and Family Day.
Okay.
So invite your friends and family to come out. And we can all be blessed. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. And I'm going to tell you, I got something special for the member that brings the most friends and families, members to the church on that day. So just keep your calendar fixed for the first Sunday in August, Friends and Family Day. God bless you. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Well, you know what? You know what? Somebody prayed for us.
Yes,
we did. They had us on their mind.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God.
They weren't too busy.
Thank you, God.
To call out our name to the Lord.
Yes.
Some of us had our backs against the wall.
Mm-hmm.
Some of us were in deep stuff. Come on. Somebody know what I'm talking about. Some of us were trying to do something dirty and calling it clean. Some were in situations that they didn't know how to get themselves out of. But somebody, somebody prayed for us.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
And we're going to do the same for us.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Because when the praises go up,
hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your
blessings. Thank you for your blessings. You know what? Before we even begin to put names up in the atmosphere of blessing, we're going to get this atmosphere elevated right in here. Hey, Siri, play Carlton Pearson.
Hallelujah.
And if you can stand on your feet, stand on your feet.
Hallelujah.
If you can't stand on your feet, clap your hands.
Hallelujah.
If you can't clap your hands, wave your hands.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Under the limbo, Shatana, Yabo, Oh, Mama, was Shatana, Hallelujah! bless the Lord now. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You can do better than that. Hallelujah. 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 Glory.
Glory. Glory. Glory.
Oh, I tell you, somebody had some giants in their lives. They had some mountains in their lives, and we needed to do a little extra today. Hallelujah. So those things can be broken. Hallelujah. For the anointing destroys, breaks, decimates the news. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, mother, the book. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now we ready to put the names of the folks that we got in our minds in the atmosphere of blessing. Oh, the blessings are already started, y'all. Because God knows the ending from the beginning. He already knows who you're going to say. He already started that wheel turning. He already started that blessing coming. Yo, no, no, no. He has already started that ram up the side of the mountain. He's already glory to God. He already decreed and declared blessing and deliverance in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. We bless the name of the Lord. Lord, we thank you, Lord. We pray for it. We bless. Hallelujah. Pastor teacher. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Mother Dolores has. Yvette, hallelujah. Angie, Roslyn, Ronald, hallelujah. Deacon AJ, put up shut up. Minister Jerry Cleveland. Gloria the Bull shout out at the Bull shout out at the brother. Hallelujah. Oh, we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. May you the Bull shout cut it. Angela Jennings Hill. Hallelujah. Rosetta Carey. Hallelujah. Elder Rosetta Carey. Elder QB Stevenson. Dominique and Justin. Gloria the Bull shout cut out. Pastor. Hallelujah. Oh, put a check out here. Pastor Maxine Lee. Hallelujah. Pastor Theodis Lee. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Sister Tina. Brother Bobby. Put a check out here. Hallelujah. Ruby Smith. Mandy and Darlene and Gary and Joshua. Put all your other shots out of the other. Gary Don Wilson. Harry Warsaw. Maisha Warsaw. Margaret Brown, Margaret Pearson, Evangelist Margaret Pearson. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Dominique. Hallelujah. Tiny, hallelujah. Latricia, hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to the book. Hallelujah. Earl, still another Earl. And Tavon, another Tavon. George Duke, hallelujah. Another Tavon and Maurice, hallelujah. Minister, hallelujah. Linda, hallelujah. And Sterling and Reggie and Barry and David and Scooter and Alan and Donya and Tiffany, hallelujah. Bianca, hallelujah. And all the family, hallelujah. Coco and Faith, hallelujah. Money and other. Julie and Anna and Ava and Kitty and Little Kitty. Stephanie and Little Stephanie. Desiree and Monica. All the grandchildren, the Julius and Joshua and Little Mitchell and Pastor Mitchell, hallelujah, glory to God. First Lady Darlene, hallelujah. Deacon, hallelujah, glory to God. Leroy Cowley and family, glory to God. Elder Lester, Deacon Dale, hallelujah, put out your little voice. Pastor Tom Swin, First Lady Rosalind Swin, hallelujah, glory to God. Bishop Larry Somerville, S.R., Pastor Larry Somerville, J.R., hallelujah. Bishop Vernon McBride,
Hallelujah. First Lady McBride. Hallelujah. For those of you that are hallelujah. Glory to God. Prophet Cynthia. Another Prophet Cynthia. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Put on shout out in the way of the boy shout out. Hallelujah. Sister Robin Stewart, her husband, hallelujah. Glory to God. Mark Shakar and Aborida. Sister Margaret Gaines, hallelujah. Put on it up. Lenora Smith, hallelujah. Put on your Apostle Margie Mercer. Apostle Dustin Harper. First Lady Sharon Harper. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Apostle Dwight Smith. First Lady Linda Smith. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God, check on it. Danielle. Hallelujah. Another Reggie. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Kimberly. Another Kimberly. And another Kimberly. And still another Kimberly. And Pamela. Another Pamela. And another Pamela. Angela Ruin, Denise Ruin, Patty Collins, hallelujah. Beautiful Shakana, the Voshatana. Hallelujah, thank you, Lord. What all you got about Shakana? Thank you, Lord. Pastor, hallelujah, thank you, Lord. Pastor Lewis Wright, Pastor Viola Wright. Thank you, Lord, hallelujah. Oh, we bless the name of the Lord, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let the church say amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let the church say amen again.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let blessings, signs, and wonders, and miracles follow in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. Oh, we bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. We praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
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 Bless your name, Lord.
After this selection, the next voice you hear will be that of Pastor Petersburg with the Pastor's Corner. Hallelujah.
Oh, About this, it says will not leave you nor forsake me. Hallelujah. And I remember once my mom said, she said, there's over 365 fear not scriptures in the Bible. So therefore, we know it's one for every day of the year, right?
Hallelujah.
So therefore, we can go to start at the beginning of the Bible, fear not.
Hallelujah.
God says, fear not.
Fear not.
God says, I'll be with you. Fear not.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Isaiah 41:10, be not dismayed, for I am with thee.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And I looked up the word dismayed. It means appalled or distressed. Appalled or distressed. And then I thought about what are some of the things that can make you feel like this? Bills. Too many of them coming in the mail. Or some of them you done already paid and they still send the bill to the house. And you have to call the company and try and they switch you from one person, one division, one company to another. And you say, I done already paid the bill. I got the check number. I paid it on such a date. And it's just like, oh, mercy, Cal gone, take me away. Look, put somebody on his phone and know what they're talking about. And then you want somebody that speak your language. You know, not putting anyone down, but sometimes. Some people's accent is so thick and you don't think that they're understanding you and God knows you ain't understanding them.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Sometimes you just end up hanging up the phone.
Yeah.
Something else they can stretch up. The news.
Yeah.
OMG.
Yeah.
Sometimes I only want to look at the news. I only want to see the news. Because from the first story to the last story, it's not good news that they're putting on there.
No.
You can count in your hand if there's anything positive that's coming over the teachings and news, you can count on one hand because it's not good news itself.
Yeah.
It's the distressful news. It's the stressful news.
Yeah.
It's the bad news.
Yeah.
It's what our former president did, what this president is trying to pass and nobody's trying to help him pass the bill.
Yes. Yes.
Whatever. These things stresses you out.
Yes.
Okay, not having the food you want.
Yes.
So many pantries are being set up all over the city
so
that people can get the food that they want. And sometimes you can't get to the place. Sometimes also being denied benefits when you go to apply for some of the things you need. This is stressful. Sometimes not having enough gas money when you get to the tank, when you get to the gas station. And when you're riding up towards the gas station, you see it almost $5 a gallon. And you say, like, are they kidding me? Then you say, oh, I'll get the gas when I'm coming back. Then when you're coming back, it's a rolled up 7 cents. The price has gone up.
Yes.
I'm serious. And you, my goodness, I should have got it when I went past it the first time. It's just like, and then you may not be able to get as much gas as you want.
Right.
It may not be able to fill up the tank.
Right.
And you said, I mean, like, oh my goodness. Gosh. Then it's just so much that can stress you out. And so much that can just make you want to go back. One day, this is when I was riding the bus, this one lady, she said, oh, I should have just stayed in the beach.
Right.
It was funny. She said, oh, I should have just stayed in the beach. They would have come over here.
Yeah.
Some days it makes you feel like that. But we thank God for Jesus because he said, I'm the head, not the tail.
Yes.
And I will be with you. Be not dismayed, for I'm your God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. I will be with you.
Yes.
No matter what.
Yes.
God lets you know that he will be with you.
Yes.
Hallelujah. No matter what comes or goes.
Yes.
Hallelujah. He lets you know that. Yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And he may not give me birth to you, but when we accept him as our Lord and Savior, we are being born of God.
Hallelujah.
That's a new birth. So therefore, he got you back. Whatever you need, God has it. Hallelujah. There's nothing that you can ask for that God won't give to you. Hallelujah. The word of God said there's no good thing that he will withhold from them that walk uprightly. Hallelujah. We thank God for Jesus. And I think sometimes we have to be reminded. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Sometimes we have to be reminded of the power that God has given to us when we have accepted him. Sometimes we forget, I think, that we're his, that he's our daddy. And that we're his children. We're the sheep of his pasture. And what does a shepherd do when a shepherd is watching a flock of sheep? He has his long staff in his hand. He's able to fight off the wolves, the bears, the lions, and the tigers. And he's able to, if he sees one of them little sheep going, he uses that yoke, the top of that hook, hooking around that sheep's neck, and pulling back. Pulling back to safety. God is able to do, in his word, we are able to put his word down in our heart to comfort us, to lead us, to guide us daily. Daily. This is a daily walk. Hallelujah. He lets us know every day that he's with us. He lets us know every day that he loves us. He lets us know every day, hey, daughter, I will not leave you nor forsake you. I got your back. And you can act, you know, big and bad just like you get ready to fight the biggest bully on the yard when you know that Jesus got your back. You know, you stick your chest out and you can talk bad to the devil. You talk bad to the devil because you know Jesus got your back. Just like when you may be the puniest thing on the playground, but you know you got Roscoe and Bubba and behind you, and they gonna beat anybody's tail to mess with you. That's how you gonna be. Put up your shoulders What you say now? What you say? You know, because you know you got some backup. And that's how it is when we're children of God. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
God got our back. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And God is good. The saints of God, be encouraged.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Every day.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Come what may.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
It is, I'm reminded of the scripture, we've been made endure for a night.
With joy.
But joy.
Come up in the morning.
Yeah.
When you write the sentence, and you put the word but there.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. The rest of that sentence behind that, it's just like, wow.
Yeah.
It changes things.
Yeah.
The but changes things.
Yeah.
But God can erase all that stuff that was in front of the but.
Yeah.
You know? It's just like what was in front of the but, it doesn't even matter. Because behind it, says, but God. But God, he makes a difference. Hallelujah. So no matter what comes and goes, just say, but God, and just knowing that God got your back.
Yeah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Bishop. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Of my life.
He rules all pain, misery, and strife.
He promised to keep me, never to leave me. He never, ever, ever gone. Son of his wife,
the best and great,
it's a narrow way. I'll keep my life every day. I want to go with him and he comes back. I'm gone too far and I'll never turn back.
Law, history, poetry, which is wisdom, Major prophet, a minor prophet.
Woo-hoo! Amen.
Hallelujah.
That's right. Glory.
See, some of y'all didn't know that.
Sounds like a student of the word.
That sounds like a student in the Institute of Biblical
Learning. Hallelujah. That's right. Glory to God.
Yes.
You know, and you know what? I would be remiss now, Pastor Peach, you can turn around.
Okay.
What are the five divisions in the New Testament? Subdivisions. Okay, somebody got to forget.
Yeah.
It can't be the same person now.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
I know.
Unless we have no other person got their hand up.
I know that.
He got his hand up.
All right, okay. Deacon AJ.
New Testament is gospel, history, Pauline epistles, general epistles, and the book of prophets.
Verse 23.
3:30. The word of the Lord says in this text to examine yourselves. So right now, before we even go there, hallelujah. Everybody's been served in the camp here. Hallelujah. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you, Lord, for the elements of Holy Communion. We ask thee, Lord, in Jesus' name, and that you would bless and anoint it and sanctify the elements in Jesus' name.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you, Father.
In the text today, the word of the Lord says, examine yourselves. And we do just that. We comprehend. Be fully aware. We do understand what the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ has done for us. And Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, your word helps us do that. Isaiah 53:5 says, you were wounded for our transgressions. You were bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace is upon you. And with your stripes we are healed. 1 Peter 2:24b says, with your stripes we were healed. And if we were healed, we are healed. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Hebrews 9:22b says, without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. Revelation 1:5 says, you washed our sins with your own blood. Ephesians 1:7, Colossians 1:14, Matthew 26:28 says, we have redemption through your blood. It's through your blood that our sins are forgiven. So we comprehend, be fully aware, we do understand what your body and blood has done for us. We rightfully deserve the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Lord, again, we examine ourselves.
Yes.
Ever since we were a little child. When Holy Communion time came, we examined ourselves for any sin. So, Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you, Lord, that you are Jehovah Shittkenu. You are our righteousness and our forgiveness of sin. And, Father God, we repent of everything we said, done, or even thought that was displeasing in your sight. Please forgive us for every sin of omission and commission as we forgive everyone of everything they ever done to us, whether real or imagined. We thank you, Lord, that their names are now written in the Lamb's Book of Life. We forgive ourselves. We hold no grudges, no resentment, no guilt. So, Lord, after we've done that, we thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Jesus. We praise your name, O God.
Yes, yes, yes.
We glorify your name, O God. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for your word today, O God, by your Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. We bless your name, O God. We glorify your name, O God. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Your word says in the text of today, he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to themselves. And for this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. Well, Baruch Shemat Donai. Blessed be God the Lord. We're taking communion worthily, because we rightfully deserve the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, we're eating and drinking blessing to ourselves, strength to ourselves, healing to ourselves, life to ourselves. Deuteronomy 30:19b says, I set before you life and death, blessings and curses. Choose life that you and your children shall live. Psalms 118:17 says, you will not die, but live and declare the works of the Lord. Hallelujah. Numbers 23:19, God, you said that you're not a man that you should lie, neither the son of man that you should repent. But everything you said, everything you've spoken out of your mouth, you shall perform it. Hallelujah. And Isaiah 55:11, your word will not come back void, but it will accomplish, it will prosper in which it was sent. So we thank you, Lord, for your word on today. One of the things that you put above yourself is your word. Psalms 138, verse 2 says so. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Father.
On the same night in which the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed, he took the bread. And when he had given thanks, and we thank you. Hallelujah. He broke it and declared, "This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Let's eat together. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for our healing already.
Thank you,
Father. Your word says in St. Luke 4:18, in Isaiah 61, verses 1, 2, and 3, that you want to heal us everywhere we hurt. So we thank you, Lord, for healing every area of our lives, spiritual, emotional, physical, social, and financial. Thank you, Lord, for healing every system of our bodies, the alimentary system, the cardiovascular system, the endocrine system, the genital system, the integumentary system, the musculoskeletal system, the nervous system, the respiratory system, the urinary system. We thank you, Lord, for healing from the top of our head to the soles of our feet. From inside out and outside, every thank you, Lord, for supernatural, created miracles all over the world. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Matthew 15:26. 1 John 3:1-2. 2 John 1:12-13. Galatians 3:26. Psalms 100 says, "We are your children and the sheep of your pasture, and healing is the bread of your children." We thank you, Lord, for your healing bread on today. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Oh, somebody needs to say, "Thank you, Lord, for my healing."
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I realize that we're not waiting for our healing. Our healing is waiting for us. Because the word of the Lord says, with the stripes, we were healed. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
We thank you, Lord, for our healing on today.
Hallelujah.
Bless your name, Lord. Likewise, on the same night in which the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed, he took also the cup. And when he had given thanks,
thank you, Lord,
he declared,
"Hallelujah.
This is the New Testament in my blood.
Thank you,
Lord. Do this in remembrance of me."
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Let's drink together.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is already on the doorposts and lintels of our hearts. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is already on the doorposts and lintels of our homes. Exodus chapter 12, verse 13 and verse 23. Exodus chapter 15, verse 26. Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 15. God, you said. God, you said. God, you said, when I see the blood, thank you, Jesus, I will pass over you. And none of the diseases of Egypt, of the world, shall overtake you. When I see the blood, hallelujah. Oh, we thank you for the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to your voice. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers our homes, our families, our loved ones, our jobs, our ministries. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers our past, present, and future sins, our steps and mistakes, our forefathers and failures. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers us as we sleep, as we travel in vehicles throughout the land, as we work and play, as we walk and talk, as we worship and praise. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, by the power of the Holy Ghost, in the spirit of Elijah the Tishbite, we thank you that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already decimates, annihilates, eradicates, discombobulates, nullifies, brings to naught, makes to no effect, brings to nil, reverses, eliminates, utterly destroys every curse against us and our family, every spell, every hex, every vexing. We call down the fire of heaven in Jesus' name on every curse against us and our family, every spell, every hex, every vexing. Fire, in Jesus' name. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already undoes and ties, shatters, cuts, breaks, nullifies, brings to naught, makes to naught effect, brings to nil, reverses, eliminates, decimates, annihilates, eradicates, discombobulates, utterly destroys every ungodly soul tie. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Father.
We thank you, Lord, for Holy Communion on today. We remember you, Lord. And because of who we are and whose we are and what we are, we boldly share our family daily confession. We speak for every man, woman, boy, or girl in our family and our extended family. According to Job 22:28, Romans 4:17, 2 Kings, the first chapter, Acts chapter 1, verse 8, Romans chapter 8, verse 11. We decree and declare that we are mighty men and women of valor, shaped in the image of God, full of integrity and truth, mighty figures in Jesus' name, lean, clean, spiritual kingdom machines. We know who we are from God's perspective, and we are not intimidated by anything in this life. We are kingdom citizens. We are fivefold ministry gifts. We are gifts to ministry of health. We're brilliant. We're awesome. We're amazing. We're intelligent. We're powerful. We're perfect. We're strong. We're mighty. We're great. We're beautiful. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Now unto him who's able to keep us from falling and present us faultless before the presence of his glory. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. In Jesus' name. Jude 1, verses 24 and 25. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
We bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Father.
Hallelujah. No, no.
Praise.
Thank you,
thank you, thank you, thank you.
What time is it now, Pastor Jesus?
Time for the word.
Hallelujah. And this is part one of what we're going to talk about today. All right. Pastor Peaches, we would give what for you to then. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Father God, I receive your anointing to preach and to teach your word. I thank you that the ground that shall be sown into is good ground. And Father God, I don't take this responsibility nor this opportunity lightly, but I seize it with every ounce of strength I have. Use me for your glory today. Heal someone. Deliver someone. Set the captives free, Lord. Save, fill with your Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Touch these lips of clay that they may speak with excellence, accuracy, and boldness. And let signs and wonders and miracles follow in Jesus' name. Satan, we serve you. Know this right now. We curse you from the root, and you're bound in Jesus' name. And Father God, we thank you for the harvest and every seed sown today. 30, 60, 100-fold, even 1,000-fold increase in blessing. Father God, we give you the glory, we give you the honor, we give you the praise. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Pastor Peters, if you would read the addresses on today's message.
Job 7:20. 2 Timothy 3:16-17. Romans 15:4. 1 Peter 7:1. 1 Corinthians 10:13. Romans 8:28. And St. John 9:1-3.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. There is one question. I know we have a propensity, a tendency to ask this question when things don't go right in our lives. But this question we should not ask. And I'm going to tell you some reasons why. The question that I'm talking about today is why me, Lord? Why me, Lord? And I believe without any reservation that everybody that is above the age of 5 has some time in their life, yes, at least one time,
yes,
asked, why me?
Yes. Yes.
And we were waiting for an answer. Well, the Word of God has the answer because, you know, life is an open book test.
Yes.
So you know the answer's in the Word, is that right? But I'm going to tell you why that is not a good question to ask.
Uh-oh.
First of all, we want to connect the dots. Why, Lord? Now, God is sovereign, is that right?
Yes.
Yes. He's the one that ultimately controls the horizontal and the vertical.
Yes.
He's the sovereign Lord. The word of the Lord says the earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof and the world and them that dwell there. God is sovereign. He's the one that can connect the dots. You know when you were a child and we used to play that game, put a lot of little dots on the paper, and then we'd connect the dots and then it'll get to the point where if you connect the dot, it'll help somebody else. Able to close that little block off and put a missile there. We want to know all the answers.
Yeah. Amen. That's true.
And see, God is the one that knows the ending from the beginning.
That's right. Yeah. Yes.
Isaiah 46:10-11. And He knows the ending from the beginning.
Amen.
And if He told you everything, some of you couldn't even stand it. So asking Him why is a funeral exercise, isn't it?
Amen.
How many times have you asked God why and He has audibly told you why? Anybody?
Not really.
Said, why are they asking me this question? God is the one that connects the dots, y'all.
Amen.
See, but it's a tragedy. Something bad happened. Mm-hmm. Now, the Bible says, and Job's a good example of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
happening. But Job 14:1 says, man is born of a woman of a few days and has trouble every now and then. Didn't say four. What does four mean? From the cradle to the grave, that's some stuff going on in your life. He said, what about a baby? Oh, come on now. You had one of your nieces, your nephews, or your own children, and they were teasing. Something's going on in everybody's life.
Yes.
From the cradle to the grave.
Yes.
Why? Don't ask me why. If you want to do something, say, Lord, heal me. Help me.
Yes.
Stand on the word of God.
Yes.
But for your information, let's go to, what's that first scripture?
Job 7:20.
What does it say?
Job 7:20 says, I have sinned. What shall I do unto thee, O thou preserver of men? Why hast thou set me as a mark against thee, so that I am a burden to myself?
Praise God, this thing, Lord, what did I do wrong? God didn't do that. Because you did something wrong. God did a lot of stuff coming in your life because you did something wrong. That's what Job's first three friends said. So I said, well, what did you do? I might as well confess. What did you do, Job?
Wow. Yeah.
Useless conversation.
Amen.
Even the wife said, well, you need to curse God and die. And that's supposed to be, he said, helping me what? Helping me go get out of here? No! Well, that's what we look at. What did I do?
Yeah.
And we start looking out there.
Yeah.
What did I do wrong? What? It's useless.
Right.
Give me the next scripture. I'll tell you.
2 Timothy 3:16-17.
Go ahead.
For all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works.
You asked that question, why me? I hear an angel say, why not you? Because I done already told you greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. I done already told you that you can do all things in Christ who strengthens me. Strengthens you. But what I can do all things in Christ who strengthens me. Thank you, Holy Ghost. I done already told you you're more than a conqueror. I already have told you that, glory to God, that greater things would you do than I did. I already told you that I'd give you authority to trade off. And then you ask me, why? You? Why not you? Hallelujah. The number one reason why is that God wants to make disciples of us. Because the just shall live by what?
Faith.
And so when we say, why me? We're looking with our natural eyes.
Yes. Yes.
That's why we get troubled. We can't sleep at night. We're tears coming down our eyes. We're stressed out. We got gastrointestinal disturbances. Our head is... because we're trying to figure this out. Connect the dots with our brain.
Yes,
Proverbs 3:5-6 says what, Pastor Peaches?
Lean not to your own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he'll direct you.
God connects the dots, y'all.
Yes.
The number one thing is that he wants you to be a disciple.
See, a lot of us are holy on Sunday. We shout, we speak in tongues on Sunday. And on Monday on our job, we cursing our co-workers out. See, a disciple is somebody who does right in the light and in the dark.
Amen.
That's what he wants to make of us. You said, but did he have to go this way? See, faith, the great faith is not big faith. It's long-lasting. Almost like Jeremiah Peabody, polyunsaturated, quick dissolving, pleasant tasting, quick dissolving, long-lasting, green and purple pills. It lasts long. That's great faith. It's not just faith for Sunday. Faith for Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday again. That's a disciple. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Read another scripture here.
Romans 15:4 says, for whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning, that we through patience and comfort of the scriptures might have hope.
Everything you go through in this life, there's a blessing in it and a lesson in it. You want me to say that again so you can get this? Everything you go through in this life, there's a blessing in it, and there's a lesson in it. One of the things that's evident by you saying, why me, Lord, is an insidious, creeping thing called pride. Because you said to yourself, look here, I come to church every Sunday, I pay my tithes and offerings, I don't drink, I don't smoke, I don't do drugs, I don't rob banks, I don't snatch pocketbooks. How dare you, Lord, do this thing to me? That's called pride. And what comes before destruction? Pride comes before destruction. God wants to get rid of the pride. Because we got to do Proverbs 3:5-6. It's not about us. It's about God. About what he said in his word. I don't know what time it is. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We're dealing with pride. I got to get this other one up in here. Hallelujah. Give me another scripture. We go on.
First Peter 1:7.
Read.
Says, that the trial of your faith, being much more precious than of gold that perishes, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ.
God wants to mature you. God wants to make you more than just a fair weather saint. Long as everything is gone hunky-dory, I'm on fire for the whole around winter, and I'm giving it a heart. And then the water bill comes, and the mortgage bill comes. And the landlord come, and your health starts attacking, and then your family's attacked, and then you're weeping and crying, and oh Lord, oh nobody knows the trouble I boom, despair and agony on me. Gloom, despair, and agony on me. If it wasn't for bad luck, I had no luck at all. Gloom, despair, and agony on me. God wants us to mature past being a leaf
in the wind.
Yes, yes.
Tossed to and fro.
Yes, hallelujah.
And sometimes I hear these songs, and I really don't particularly like what they say.
Yes.
Glory to God.
It's the word, it's the word.
One day I'm up, next day I'm down, I'm up and down. God didn't call you to be a seesaw.
Amen. Amen.
But we sing those songs. I've heard them sing. I support that singer. I've been up, I've been down, I've been almost level to the ground.
Wow,
yes. I don't want to be level to no ground.
Nobody.
I don't want to reach up and tie my shoestrings.
Oh,
I don't want to have crutches on my ears.
Amen.
Pastor Peter in Deuteronomy 28 says, hallelujah, this will be the head and not the tail.
Yeah.
Above only and not beneath. That's where we ought to be. And that's maturity. When stuff hits the fan, glory to God. What we can do, lean over, pull that plug out of the wall. And the fan, you can do your thing, but I'm going to still be all right. No matter what it looks like, no matter what it feels like, no matter what it even seems like, no matter what it even feels like, smell like, I am more than a conqueror through Jesus Christ.
Amen, amen.
Why me? Why not me? God wants you to get to the point where you can say, well, stuff happened. And it will rock your world just a little bit. But you won't ask him, why me? You're going to ask him. You're going to say, why not me?
Yeah.
Job came to his senses because he started to go down the wrong road because he had a lot of people trying to take him down the wrong road. Three of his friends. God, thank God for Elihu, that fourth guy. He almost had it completely right. But even his family tried to take him down the wrong road. But he finally realized, those skin worms shall eat my body. In my flesh, I shall see the Lord. I'm not going to give up on Jesus. I'm not going to turn my back. I'm going to let my faith just take me through because the just shall live by faith.
Amen.
Give me another scripture because we're still on the air. I don't care.
There has no temptation.
What?
Taking you. But
what's that scripture? Give me the address so people can.
1 Corinthians 10:13.
Read. All right.
There has no temptation.
You had? Come on now.
Taking you. But such as is common to man.
You ain't the only one that ever went through what you're going through.
But God is faithful.
What?
Who will not suffer?
Say that again.
But God is faithful.
Say that again.
But God is faithful.
Go ahead, keep reading.
Who will not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape that ye may be able to bear it.
See, y'all don't understand this. I done said it a couple of times. I'm going to say it another time. Y'all batting 1,000. Because y'all done been through stuff in your life. Good, bad, and ugly. Went around in circles. Kept on coming again. Good, bad, and ugly.
Amen.
Guess what? Y'all made it through all of that.
Amen.
You batting 1,000.
Yes.
Those that didn't make it through, they ain't here.
Thank you.
Put on there, boy, shout out to
them.
Hallelujah. Give me another scripture. We're going to please.
Romans 8:28.
Mm.
Hallelujah.
Now y'all got to, you don't have to, because I know that one by heart.
Yes.
All things. No,
yes.
Something.
All things.
A few
all
things.
Things.
All things work together.
Things.
For what? For bad?
Good. Good.
Okay, read that, the whole thing.
All things work together for good. To them that love the Lord and called according to his purpose. Hallelujah.
You are called to God's purpose.
Amen.
Reconciling man back to God.
Yes.
That's your purpose, to destroy the works of the enemy.
Yes.
You've been called. Some preachers tried to be cute and they said, well, many are called, few are chosen, some went anyhow. All of us are called to be a blessing.
Yes.
You know, we've all been called. one faith, one Lord, one baptism. We all been called. Is that the last scripture I got?
No, the last one is John 9:1-3.
Come on, let's do this.
And as Jesus passed by, he saw a man which was blind from his birth.
Come on now.
And his disciples asked him, saying, Master, who did this?
They're trying to connect the dots.
This man or his parents, that he was born blind. Jesus answered, neither has this man sinned, nor his parents, but that the work of God should be made manifest in him. I must work the works of him that sent me. While it is day, the night cometh when no man can work. Hallelujah.
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 Thank you,
Jesus.
See, stop. See. You was trying to connect the dots. Stop doing that. Start asking why me. If you want to say anything, say why not me.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Because that God will be glorified in your life.
Amen.
Because he's got some work for you to do.
Amen. Yes, he does.
And he needs to keep you to keep on doing that.
Yes.
Hallelujah. He's stretching you, baby.
Yes.
He's stretching you.
Woo.
Hallelujah. Father God, we thank you for what you've shared on today.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord, for the good ground that it fell upon it. We thank you, Lord, for 30, 60, 100-fold, even 1,000-fold increase of blessing. In Jesus' name, amen. Pastor Peaches.
Thank you for your word, Lord.
Put order in
your
Hallelujah.
Thank you for your word, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you for the word of God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you for your word. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. We still on the air, Pastor Peaches.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah, because I still let this thing on, and I know they're hearing it. So if anything you want to share, you can go ahead.
Thank you, God, for your word.
Put it in the mic. Hallelujah.
For the word of God.
Hallelujah.
It's able to sustain us. To thank God for the
Hallelujah.
Word. We are able to read and to for it to remind us.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And if you'd like to accept Jesus Christ in your heart, please repeat this prayer behind me. Father God, I'm sorry for my sins. Lord, you said if I confess with my mouth and believe in my heart, that you would come into my heart, Lord. Father God, and I will make you my Lord and Savior. Hallelujah. Saints of God, because that's what you are now in heaven. The angels in heaven are rejoicing over one that comes to the Lord, one that repents. Hallelujah. And if you'd like to give us a call after the broadcast goes off, that number is 410-444-5152. If you'd like to drop us a line in the mail, hallelujah, please address your envelope. RYMM PO Box 24554, Baltimore, Maryland 21214. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.